Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
So, interesting note with the Lions. We're going to have to get an update on the injury report. But yesterday, El-Qadim Muhammad was not practicing. I believe they said it was a knee. Kang, is it a knee?
That's what this, the report says.
So, something to monitor throughout this week. Because El-Qadim Muhammad right now is like fourth in the NFL in quarterback sacks. It's crazy because it's early and it doesn't mean much. Like, we'll see how it goes. And by the way, Gatorade to take off. Apologize. Should have said that right away. Gatorade, a prior commitment he had to take care of. And so just wrapping up the show without him. But the big concern and the yelling and screaming in the offseason was people's angst about an edge rusher opposite of Hodge. So only two teams in the NFL through three games that have more quarterback sacks than the Lions. Broncos and Rams each have 12. Lions have 11. El-Qadim Muhammad, the leading most sacks in the NFL, Rashawn Gary has 4.5. That's number one. Myles Garrett, 4, number two. Brian Burns tied with him with 4. And Brian Young from the Rams, 4. El-Qadim Muhammad has 3.5. Fifth in the NFL.
And I bet you guys not nearly as many snaps as those other guys have.
Probably not. It's kind of a, you know how we've seen Baker Mayfield in the latter portion of his career? You know, Baker 3.0 here turn into a really good quarterback. We might be seeing him with Daniel Jones. You stick around long enough. Might have happened last year with Sam Darnold. Is the same thing happening with a guy like El-Qadim Muhammad, who's kind of a journeyman edge rusher and... Look, they raved about him out there. And, you know, if you could add Max Crosby, sure, that would have been great. Or if you could add, and I guess realistically, they could have added Micah, would have really, really cut into keeping this roster together in the future. But he certainly would help in the short term. Also would have cut into draft capital. And they wanted a player back. And who would you give him that you want to, you know, I mean, you could find somebody, I'm sure. But anyway, the point is, if this is an in-house solution that they didn't need to do that, because right now, if you ask Lions fans, would you rather trade for another edge rusher? Would you rather trade for another cornerback based upon the calls we get? And I'm not sure they need either. That's the good news is the trade deadline isn't like tomorrow. I'm not sure they need either, but I'm going to guess fans would say corner. I'm going to guess the fans would say corner. Now, that's not everybody. And, you know, the flexibility that Brad cited that he's glad they have with the extra cap space right now. The unpredictable injury variable is one that you just never know. I mean, losing Aleem McNeil for the first half of the season or whatever it turns out to be, we knew that was coming and it sucks. And they lost Ennis Rakestraw. We don't even really know what we lost there. We barely saw him, right? We're just learning who he could be. And losing Levi Onwuzurike comes as no shock. And losing Marcus Davenport comes as no shock. But at some point, some critical player is going to get hurt for a long period of time. And maybe that's where keeping that flexibility really, they are rewarded for that. Maybe, just maybe. But, hey, man, they're in a good spot. especially after the opener. They have bounced back with authority. If you had asked, what do they need to do in the next 2 weeks to get you back on board? I think the Lions followed that script to a T. There was a story in The Athletic, not by one of our local guys, that just said the Lions are worth getting back on the bandwagon. That they really have proven in a couple weeks. Five reasons to hop on the Lions bandwagon was the headline of the story. One was that they are actually being painted as underdogs. Two is Dan Campbell's fourth down decisions. He knows what he's doing. Three is, in spite of the problems with the secondary, they're still playing pretty well. Four is they seem to have staying power because they're so young. And the biggest one is that it's funny. They're legitimately good. Yes, they are legitimately good. So
it's crazy, Doug, because you mentioned the fourth down and he knows what he's doing now. Do you think that's finally the majority or the universal? Like, hey, he's going to gamble, quote unquote. He's going to go for it. You know, he knows what he's doing. You got to trust him. Because, I mean, for a couple of years, you know,
well,
people, we had plenty of people said this. He doesn't know how to coach. He doesn't know what he's doing out there. It's just too risky. He's costing them games.
So, look, he famously went for it on fourth down in field goal range at San Francisco in the NFC title game. And San Francisco comes back and wins that game. If you're going to accept that you like it, you can't only like it because he got that first down.
You can't only like it when it works.
Yes. There's a downside. It's going to be crazy if there's a fourth down decision in an NFC title game again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
What he does. I also don't think it should be blanket go for it on every fourth and two or every fourth and one. And I hope he isn't wired that way.
He's not.
He's proven that he's not. But I'm actually looking forward to seeing though, this is not the time or the place. I will punt here.
I go for it all the time. Okay. I do. I go for it. Let's go. Fourth and 28, let's go.
Yeah. And you'll lose a lot too, right?
No, I seem to remember you called a 4th and 32 that Michigan got against USC last year.
It wasn't 4th and 32, but
it seemed that way.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Good, good. Gator had to split, so I'm just landing the plane by myself.
Oh, well, you do a great job.
Thank you. Autopilot, my friend.
It is still, I don't know, before we get respectful, Doug, I got to give you your flowers. I still love it when I'm watching games and they say, well, here's the voice of Michigan, Doug Karsh. And I say, that's my room.
You know what's funny?
I feel like Terrell Owens, that's my quarterback.
Today was one of those days where I did some show prep at home and I was in the bathroom and I had ESPN on. Then on Get Up, they played two of the highlights with me calling. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm telling you, Doug, seriously, I know you think I'm joking, but I'm like so proud of you. Well, every time I hear that, I'm like, I know that.
So CBS did the play of the game with our call, the Jordan Marshall touchdown run.
Yep.
All of a sudden, my phone started blowing up. The game was over. I had no idea why. I'm like, what just happened?
I mean, I'm not, you know.
It was cool.
I can get an autograph for you in the pit out there. Get a selfie.
All right, enough of that. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
I'm trying to talk about happy things, Doug.
Oh, okay. Well, then I know what you're leading with. It's depressing.
It is. What, 8 in a row now?
It's only going to be 12. I'm as hopeless as I've ever felt.
And you still will backdoor your way into the playoffs because the Astros are horrible.
Well, everything could be good 1 week from today if the Tigers backdoor in and eliminate Cleveland.
Right. We will all, you know what it'll be? It'll be like how we all felt after the Green Bay Packers game, and it was gloom and doom. Cutscene a couple weeks later. We're winning the Super Bowl, baby.
That's right. Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.